And it certainly is a good morning. I'm Gary Zimek, live from the studios of Holy Spirit Radio, and you're listening to Spirit in the Morning. Man, it is great to be with you on this Wednesday, on this chilly Wednesday. A little bit of a chill in the air out there. We got a great show for you today. We're going to take a look at, I think, one of the biggest concerns that many parents face. We're going to address that today. Five simple ways to maintain your faith at any college. Boy, you really want to hear this because they are simple ways. And I think this is one of the biggest concerns that people have, that parents have about their college children. How can they maintain their faith, or what happens when they go away to college? We're going to talk about that. Our Be Not Afraid Bible verse today at 7:50. We're going to be reminded of the fact that the Lord really cares about us. I know we all know that, but sometimes we forget just how much He cares. And of course, at 7:35, we'll continue our series with Bear Wozniak as he travels from coast to coast, spreading the good news, filming a reality series for EWTN TV. Where is Bear today? I have no idea, but we're going to check in with him at 7:35. And right now, this is one of my favorite times on the program, when I get to introduce my producer, my right-hand man, the man who many know simply as the Iceman, because he's so cool.
Well,
Mr.
Gary
Parker.
Thank you, Gary.
Hey, brother.
Sometimes that's deer in the headlights. No.
We get to do it for another day, brother.
Oh, we do. We're blessed.
We sure. Hey,
and you're doing a fabulous job, Gary.
Right back at you. You know, here's something really neat. This morning when we got to the studio, we were greeted with the aroma of freshly brewed coffee.
Oh.
Wasn't that sweet?
It was.
Courtesy of our operations manager, Fearless Frank Eliason. And I call him Fearless Frank because anybody that works with Zimek and Parker has to be fearless,
That's
right?
That's true. That's very true.
But Frank brought in this beautiful coffee maker. It not only brewed the coffee, but it ground the beans.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's what a great way to start the day.
Yeah, and the test was, will it automatically brew? And that's why the aroma as we walked in the door, it worked perfectly.
It's just getting better and better here.
Thank you, Frank.
Yeah, thank you, Frank. That's awesome. And by the way, Mr. Parker, we'll talk about this more tomorrow, but you will not be with us on Friday.
That is correct.
And Fearless Frank will be filling in for you. That's some big shoes to fill, and I'm not saying your feet are big. I'm just saying some big shoes to fill.
But he can handle it. He's very, very good.
He can. And just so I know you at home might be concerned about Dave Pickham Parker and his Eagles pick this week. He is undefeated. He has this uncanny ability to predict how the Eagles will do. I've devised a plan so we can get the Dave Parker pick of the week, even though he's not here. So we'll talk about that on tomorrow's show.
Okay, absolutely.
It just wouldn't be the same going into a weekend and an Eagles game without your pick,
Dave.
I know.
Especially this one coming up.
World Series last night, the Cubbies got defeated.
Yes.
Do you have a favorite at all?
I'm going with the Cubbies.
Yeah. I mean, it's been a long time for Cleveland as well, but the Cubs, boy, it's a serious drought there.
Yeah, I heard on television media as I was prepping to get out the door that they put out an APB on offense.
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll see what happens with that.
It's poor offense. Yeah.
It's kind of fun being interested in the World Series. There's a lot of interest in this one. And, boy, I'll tell you, when I was growing up, I remember the very first World Series that I really got into was the 1968 World Series. I'm dating myself a little bit, but the Detroit Tigers and the St. Louis Cardinals. I just remember really being riveted to that and just sitting there. And I was, growing up, I was a huge baseball fan. Mm-hmm. I really was. And now I've gravitated a little bit. I'm more of a football fan than a baseball fan. How about yourself? Do you have a favorite sport?
Football. Mm. And then baseball. Yes.
Yep.
What can I say?
It's a big. We're in Philadelphia. We're blessed to be a big sports town, and it's always exciting. But anyway, we'll talk more about that on Friday. We'll talk about the Eagles' pick of the week from Dave Pickham Parker. Right now, let's get our show kicked off with St. Augustine's prayer to the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Breathe in me, O Holy Spirit, that my thoughts may all be holy. Act in me, O Holy Spirit, that my work too may be holy. Draw my heart, O Holy Spirit, that I love but what is holy. Strengthen me, O Holy Spirit, to defend all that is holy. Guard me then, O Holy Spirit, that I always may be holy. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I'm Gary Zimek. You are listening to Spirit in the Morning, the only local Catholic radio program in the Philadelphia area, morning radio program, I should say. We are pleased to be here, and we thank you for all the great responses. We thank you for telling your friends about us. We thank you for your comments, and most of all, we thank you for your prayers, because we sure need them here. We depend on the Holy Spirit to guide us to where we should go here. And please, let me know what you think of the program. Let me know if there's anything that I can do for you. You can contact me at gary@holyspiritradio.org. And I thank you for all the emails I've been getting. Please keep them coming. We want to know what you need. We want to let you know what you think of the program. And I really do mean that. If you would share this program with those around you, the people at your parish, let them know that we are here, not only broadcasting on 1420 AM and 1570 AM in the Philadelphia area, but we are also streaming live on the internet at holyspiritradio.org, so we can be listened to from around the country. We're also on TuneIn Radio, and you could follow us on the internet at spiritinthemorning.com. One quick note about next week. Dave, you're going to be excited about this. There's a big election coming up.
Oh, yes.
Very soon, we're going to be voting for president, and on Monday's program, we're going to have joining us EWTN's Father Mitch Pacwa, and he's going to be talking about how we should vote as Catholics. So that's a really important topic, and I hope you'll let your friends know about that. It's going to be Monday at 7:35. Father Mitch Pacwa is going to be joining us live from Birmingham, talking about how we should vote as Catholics. Very, very important topic, and I'm excited that Father Mitch is going to do that. All right, now it's time for the gospel today. This comes from Luke chapter 13, verses 22 through 30. Jesus passed through towns and villages, teaching as he went and making his way to Jerusalem. Someone asked him, "Lord, will only a few people be saved?" He answered them, "Strive to enter through the narrow gate, for many, I will tell you, will attempt to enter, but will not be strong enough. After the master of the house has arisen and locked the door, then will you stand outside knocking and saying, 'Lord, open the door for us.' He will say to you in reply, 'I do not know where you are from.' And you will say, 'We ate and drank in your company, and you taught in our streets.' Then he will say to you, 'I do not know where you are from. Depart from me, all you evildoers.' And there will be wailing and grinding of teeth when you see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves cast out. And people will come from the east and the west and the north and the south, and will recline at table in the kingdom of God. For behold, some are last who will be first, and some are first who will be last." Oh, Gary, what are you doing to me today? Hey, don't shoot the messenger. This is Jesus talking. But you know what? This is not as bad as it sounds. It's a tough message. I'm not going to deny that. We like to be uplifting on this program, but we also like to keep it real. I'm not going to dilute the words of the Lord, but here's what he's saying. Let's try to look at what he's saying here. Basically, what he's saying is, and I'll share some personal details about my life with you in just a minute, but what the Lord's saying is, we're all going to be judged one day. We're going to be judged on how we lived our life, what we did. Did we love other people? Did we do the right thing? Not strictly on if we went to church every Sunday. What Jesus is saying is, just because you go to Mass every Sunday doesn't mean you're automatically going to cruise into heaven. For years, I thought this was the case. I was the most lukewarm Catholic. And again, I like to be transparent. I like to tell you the truth about me. I was incredibly lazy and lukewarm. But sadly, I had this attitude. Because I went to church on Sunday, I thought that I was better than some other people, amazingly. And I was a terrible Catholic. I didn't pray outside of church. I didn't do good things in my life. But I went to Mass. I never fell away from going to church. And going to church is a good thing. As Catholics, we're called to do, we're obliged to do that every Sunday. But we've got to go beyond Sunday Mass. We've got to live our faith 24/7. And that's one of the reasons I'm excited that Father Mitch is going to join us on Monday. When we go into the voting booth, we're Catholic. Sometimes we forget that. We take our Catholic identity to the workplace, to the supermarket, in our households, into the voting booth. Wherever we go, we are called to be Catholic Christians. Do we fail sometimes? Yep. Do I fail? All the time. Am I concerned about it? Yeah, I'm concerned about it. But I'm not going to panic or freak out about it. And here's the reason. God's given us another day. You and me, we're in the same boat right now. We've been given another day. Thank you, Lord, for granting us another day. It's not too late for us to make a difference today. This is the constant call to conversion. Every day we're called to examine our lives, look at the areas where we messed up, and then say, Lord, I'm sorry. And this is why the sacrament of reconciliation is beautiful, is perfect for this. But we're also called each day to just look at our lives and say, hey, Lord, I'm sorry. Please give me the grace to do better today. And we can all improve each day. And that's what we're all called to do. So before you panic about this message, and by the way, we will have this gospel linked at spiritinthemorning.com. Before you panic about the message is really just a wake-up call. The Lord's saying, hey, Gary, you have another day. I don't care about the past. Today, I need you to go out and love people. I know you say you love me, Gary, and I really, when I read this, this is speaking directly to me, so I'm not pointing fingers, believe me. I need you to love not only me, Gary. Sometimes you have to close your prayer book and get out there and love that person who really annoys you. You have to go live as a Catholic. You have to not be afraid to speak out in the lunchroom at work. That's tough sometimes, isn't it? I know that. But the Lord wants us to do that. He doesn't want us to be nasty. But he wants us to stand up for what's right. Because we live in a pretty dark world. People have lost sight of the Lord. You're listening to the show. You obviously care. Thank God for that. But there are people out there, people who you will encounter today who won't listen to this show. You need to be Jesus to that person. And again, don't do it in a nasty way. Just be kind. Ask the Holy Spirit to guide you. Sometimes the Holy Spirit's going to say to you, it's not going to be popular, but you have to say something about this, that, or the other thing. Go ahead. Let the Holy Spirit guide you. But the important thing for us to remember is we are all going to be judged one day. We're going to be judged on how we live our life. Make a difference today in some way. And that's why I like reading the gospel. It's all good news. Sometimes it's a little bit of a slap in the head or kick in the rear end. We need that. We need that because we can easily create our own version of Jesus. And it's funny, our own version of Jesus approves of every sinful act that we want to commit. Oh yeah, the Lord won't have a problem with that. It's really easy to do that. But the real Jesus, the Jesus who speaks to us through the gospel, he wants to help us. He wants to help us to get to heaven because he loves us so much that he wants to live with us forever. If you stick with him, if you follow the Blessed Mother, and listen to her last recorded words in sacred scripture, do whatever he tells you, you do that, you'll be just fine. I'm Gary Zimek. You're listening to Spirit in the Morning. The time right now is 7:14. We're just getting started here. Stick with us. We have a look at five simple ways to maintain your faith at any college. We have Bear Wozniak coming up. We have the Be Not Afraid Bible verse of the day. And we have lots of good music headed your way. So this is going to be a great show. Do me a favor, call a friend right now, as long as they're up. I don't want you to wake anybody up and get them mad at you, but let them know that we are on the air on Holy Spirit Radio with Spirit in the Morning. Let them know this guy, Gary, is here with the Iceman, the man who's too cool for school, Dave Parker. We are here. We're here to help get you started, your day started the right way. Get the coffee going. Praise the Lord. A new day has dawned in the Delaware Valley.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for October 26th. Today we celebrate Saint Peter of Alcantara. Reform of the Church was the challenge in the 16th century. Today's saint directed all his energies to that end, including his focus on personal reform. After studying at the University of Salamanca, Peter joined a small branch of the Franciscans in 1515. he was soon recognized for his gifts, serving as superior of a new house before his ordination and as provincial before he had reached age 40. Whatever position he held, he was not above washing dishes and cutting wood for the friars, asking little for himself regarding food and clothing. A successful preacher, he never gave in to the prejudices and passions of the day. Later, Peter obtained permission to form a group of friars who would follow the rule of St. Francis with even greater rigor. Members of the community slept in small cells, abstained from meat and wine, and begged for their food. Eventually, they became part of the Order of Friars Minor. Toward the end of his life, Peter offered spiritual direction to St. Teresa of Avila, encouraging her in the reform of the Carmelite order. He died in 1562 and was canonized in 1669. There's more about the saints along with inspiration and Catholic resources at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
I'm so confused. I know I heard you loud and clear, so I followed through. Somehow I ended up here. I don't wanna think, I may never understand, that my broken heart is a part of your plan. When I try to pray, all I got is hurt and these four words: Thy will be done, Thy will be done, Thy will be done. I know you're good, but this don't feel good right now. And I know you think of things I could never think about. It's hard to count it all joy, distracted by the noise, just trying to make sense of all your promises. Sometimes I gotta stop, remember that you're God, and I am not so. Thy will be done, Thy will be done.
That's Thy Will by Hillary Scott. If you could see what's going on in the studio now, you would not believe it. I have somehow, my wife Eileen, she's probably scratching her head saying, oh no, what is he doing? My headphones are completely wound around my chair, and I'm in the process of slightly killing myself, but I think we're straight now. Boy, you never know, Mr. Parker, what's going to go on with Zimak in the morning here.
Yeah, yeah. I had nothing to do with that. Sometimes
no, you didn't.
I do.
It was all my doing. It was all my doing, but I am better now. Thank you.
Are you a good balance, Gary? I saw that.
Hey, man, yeah. I try.
You're very adroit.
Right now, it is 38 degrees at the Philadelphia International Airport. Boy, there was some chill in the air this morning when I made the drive over today. Relative humidity 70%, areas of frost before 9 a.m. Ouch. Otherwise sunny with a high near 53. Tonight increasing clouds with a low around 38. Thursday periods of rain mainly after 11 a.m. We'll get to that later. We'll see what happens. I'm Gary Zimek. You are listening to The Spirit in the Morning. It's great to be with you here. That was a neat song, wasn't it? That was Thy Will by Hillary Scott. Just a reminder that so many times we pray, Thy will be done. But yet, when we really talk to the Lord, we're kind of saying, your will be done, unless it conflicts with my will, right, Lord? But then I would rather have it my way. That's human. We all do that. But that song's just a good reminder of the way Jesus taught us to pray. It's just something to shoot for. You know, it really is a process for all of us. We're trying. We're on that road trying to get better. By the way, I do want to point this out. There's a this announcement just came across our desk here. On Friday, October the 25th, Father Dennis Wild from Priests for Life will speak about our political responsibilities at Williamson's Catering in Horsham at 7:30 p.m., a free will offering will be taken. That's October the 28th. Father Dennis Wild from Priests for Life will be speaking about our political responsibilities at Williamson's Catering in Horsham at 7:30 p.m. We'll have that linked at spiritinthemorning.com in case you want to refer to that. That sounds like a worthwhile event to attend. All right, five simple ways to maintain your faith at any college. This is, ran across this at the Epic Pew website the other night, and I thought, man, this is something that I really have to talk about because these really are five simple ways. And many parents struggle with this, with their children. You may be a college student struggling with it as well. How do I maintain my faith? Because it's easy to go away to college, or even if you're going locally to college, you're sometimes in an environment where it's not easy to maintain your faith. So how do I do that? How does a college student maintain his or her faith every week? Step number one, by the way, this is also linked at spiritinthemorning.com. Step number one, attend Mass every single week. And the author states, I know this seems blatantly obvious, but college is going to be full of alternatives. And sometimes you may be tempted to skip out on that quiet time with Jesus just to hang out with your friends or catch up on your homework. Just remember, your stress levels will decrease significantly if you offer it up to Him every Sunday. And that is a really, really good point. So that's something to keep in mind. By the way, the author of this article is Amy Reinhart. I'm really glad Amy made that point because I speak a lot about overcoming anxiety. Being close to the Lord is an incredibly effective way to deal with the worry and the stress in our lives. Mass is an incredibly powerful way to bring that home and to get those graces flowing. The second step Amy writes about is don't forget about confession. And unfortunately, many people have forgotten about confession, but this is another way that a college student or really anybody can maintain their faith. She states young adulthood is a time for mistakes, but more importantly, it's about learning from these mistakes. It's a time for self-discovery. And while that's critical, it may lead to poor decision-making due to the surplus of temptation. It's crucial that in addition to attending weekly Mass, you should make room for the chance to wipe your slate clean at reconciliation. And boy, does that ever feel good. I'm a big fan of confession, and when you do it, you feel like $1 million. So that's another great way. Third step, surround yourself with like-minded people. And she says, notice that I prefer the term like-hearted people rather than like-minded. That's interesting. Colleges yield a diverse set of individuals who don't possess similar moral and similar morals and beliefs. Getting mixed up with the wrong crowd can be a big mistake. So, again, something to think about. This fourth step is a tough one, but an important one. Save slash make time for daily prayer. I think many of us struggle with this. We're too busy to pray. Well, if you're too busy to pray, I've heard this said before, you're too busy. And 5 minutes of prayer in the morning, in the evening, it does wonders. We just can find, we have to, and in all honesty, I pride myself on telling it like it is. I don't give you fluff. I like to really tell it like it is. We need to make time for prayer. If we really want to do something, let's face it, we'll find the time for it. Sometimes it's not fun to pray. Sometimes I struggle with prayer. I know Dave Parker struggles with prayer. We're human. Doesn't mean we don't love the Lord. It means we're human. And sometimes the feeling isn't there. That's the way it is with love in any relationship. Feelings might not always be there. They might come and go. But if you love somebody, you're going to be there for that person. And that's the same thing with our relationship with the Lord. So making time for prayer, even if you don't feel like it. And again, I'm not saying spend 2 hours in prayer each day. That might not be a realistic goal, especially for a college student. But 5 minutes, I think we could all find 5 minutes for prayer. And prayer could be just simple mental prayer, just talk to the Lord. You do that, and that's going to really help your faith to grow. The fifth and final step, the fifth and final way to maintain your faith at any college, don't be afraid to dig deeper. With the Catholic faith, and this is what I like about the Catholic faith, there is always something new to be discovered. Make it a time for learning more about your faith. Get involved with more information, finding out more information on this amazing religion we call Catholicism. So there it is. I mean, no doubt they were five simple steps to maintain your faith at any college. Pass that along to your college-age children or your friends or whoever you might know that could benefit from that. We'll have that linked at spiritinthemorning.com. Right now it's 7:27. At 7:35 today, we have Bear Wozniak coming up. We'll check in with him. We don't know where Bear is. We're going to check in, see where he's at today as he continues traveling from coast to coast, filming his reality series for EWTN-TV. At 7:50 today, we have our Be Not Afraid Bible verse. I want to point out, too, that tomorrow on the show, we're going to have some special in-studio guests. You don't want to miss tomorrow's show. I am extremely excited about what's happening tomorrow. I'll leave it as a surprise. Bear and I talked about it a little yesterday, so you may have an idea of what we're going to do tomorrow, but I'm not going to mention it again. I really want you to tune in and be surprised and enjoy the show tomorrow. It's a very special edition of Spirit in the Morning tomorrow. And I thank you for your emails. I thank you for hanging out with Dave and myself. You're an important part of our day. You grab your coffee. You fry up some scrapple, some eggs, whatever you want to have. We'll bring the entertainment, if that's what you want. We're going to be here throughout the hour. Thanks for joining us. Right now, it's 7:29. Time to rise and shine, Philadelphia.
I'm Anna Mitchell with this Holy Spirit Radio News Update. Republican Donald Trump is taking a little break from campaigning this morning to formally open his new hotel in Washington, D.C. Then Trump will return to the campaign trail in North Carolina, where he'll hold two rallies this afternoon. Meanwhile, Democrat Hillary Clinton, who is surging in the polls, holds two events in Florida today. Iraqi special forces have moved more than 1,000 people from villages near the front lines of the battle to retake the Islamic State-held city of Mosul. A special forces military official says residents of nearby villages have been taken to a camp for their safety. The International Organization for Migration says more than 8,900 people have been displaced since the operation to retake Mosul began October 17th. Meanwhile, video shows Iraqi forces on top of a church in a Christian village, replacing a cross that had been removed by ISIS. And the Vatican is setting out guidelines for Catholics who want to be cremated, saying their remains cannot be scattered, divvied up, or kept at home, but must be stored in a sacred place. The new instructions were released just in time for All Souls Day on November 2nd. The Vatican says the new document is meant to counter ideas contrary to the Church's faith. The new document says burial is still preferred, but lays out guidelines for Catholics who choose cremation. With this Holy Spirit Radio News Update, I'm Anna Mitchell.
If you ever need home care or companionship service, call Angel Army at 215-805-8433. Angel Army provides compassionate and loving care to those who want independence and the comfort of their home. Angel Army serves Bucks County, Montgomery County, and the Philadelphia area, and can be reached at 215-805-8433.
You're listening to Spirit. Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
Christopher Minutes. Thoughts on making every day count. I'm Tony Rossi. Tom Coughlin, the coach who led the New York Giants to 2 Super Bowl wins, learned at an early age that preparation is the key to success. In his book, Earn the Right to Win, he recalled a lesson that his father John taught him after young Tom gave a poor effort in a game. Coughlin wrote, "During my sophomore year in high school, I played varsity football. When I came home on Saturday afternoon after we'd been beaten, he was waiting at the front door for me. It looked like he'd been standing there for a while. All he said to me was, 'If that's the effort you're going to give, you probably ought to find something else to do with your time.'" Coughlin concluded, "That was devastating for me to hear. His message was clear. If you're going to do something, do it to the best of your ability, or don't waste your time. It never happened again." This message was brought to you by the Christophers. Thanks for listening, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.
In my own little world, it hardly ever rains. I've never gone hungry, always felt safe. I got some money in my pocket, shoes on my feet. In my own little world, population, me. I try to stay awake till Sunday morning church. I throw a 20 in the plate, but I never give till it hurts. Turn off the news when I don't like what I see. Yeah, it's easy to do when it's population me. What if there's a bigger picture? What if I'm missing out? What if there's a greater purpose? I could be living right now. At a red light, looked out my window. I saw cardboard signs that held this homeless widow. And just above that sign was the face of a human. I thought to myself, God, what have I been doing? So I rolled down the window and I looked her in the eye. Oh, how many times have I just passed her by? Some money that I drove on through. In my own little world, rich population too. What if there's a bigger picture? What if I'm missing out? What if there's a greater purpose that I could be living right now? Outside my own little world. Yours. Give me open hands and open doors. Put your light in my eyes and let me see that my own little world is not about me. What if there's a bigger picture? What if I'm missing out? What if there's a greater purpose that I could be living right now? I don't wanna miss what matters. I wanna be reaching out. Show me the greater purpose so I can start living right now.
My Own Little World by Matthew West. I'm Gary Zimek. The current time is 7:36. And now this is one of my favorite parts of every show. We are going somewhere. I'm not sure exactly where. To check in with our buddy Bear Wozniak as he travels from coast to coast with his band of motorcycle allies as they share the good news, filming a reality series for EWTN-TV. Mr. Wozniak, are you there, brother?
Yeah, hold on. Okay, hey, yes, I am here, and we're in Lajitas, still at the golf resort, but we haven't been doing any golfing. So, we're going to film a real cool sequence today. It's going to be so cool.
I can't wait
to
see it.
Tell you about it?
Yeah, let's hear about it.
You know, we're just lucky to be talking, Gary, because we don't have any cell coverage here most of the time.
You're kidding. You sound good.
If you call me tomorrow and I'm not here, it's because we're so close to Mexico that the cell phone thinks we're in Mexico.
Wow.
So we lose coverage. But today, we're going to go up to this mesa at sunrise, because it's at 6:30 here. And we're going to have the guys stand up on the ridgelines, you know, silhouetted on the ridgelines, like all eight of us.
Right.
Which you never ridgeline if you're a cowboy, you know, because the Apache Indians or your enemy or whoever will see you. So you never ridgeline unless you're really bold.
Yeah.
So we're going to position them like every, you know, distances apart on these ridgelines. And we're going to do it like the Clint Eastwood old movies, you know, those spaghetti westerns.
Yes.
And we're going to be having someone scan the horizon, and they're going to see this silhouette. You just see it zoom in on his face. And we're going to have the drone shooting. And then we're going to go up, and we're going to, you know, these guys are looking tough. And then we're going to go, each cameraman will go up there with the sound guy, each of these 10 men or 8 men, and zoom in on their weapon. And one will have a rosary, the other will have a Bible.
Oh, that's cool.
And so while we're doing the shoot, they're going to have their morning prayer times up there. But it's just going to be so cool. And then we're going to invite them down.
Yeah.
And I'm going to give them a talk about a call to the wall, men stepping into the breach. Because, you know, this is where General Blackjack Pershing chased Pancho Villa across the Rio Grande.
Wow.
So we're going to talk about men stepping up and rebuilding the wall, standing in the breach of the wall that's fallen, based on Nehemiah.
Oh, that is awesome. I can't wait to see the finished product. Hey, Bear, I got to ask you, brother, your Deep Adventure program airs here on Holy Spirit Radio every Saturday at 6 p.m. So you've talked about this a lot before, but I think there might be a listener two out there who would want to hear this, and this is something that I was thinking. I just want you to share this. How about the personal spiritual practices of Bear Wozniak? When you get up every morning, what's your secret? What do you do?
Well, I get up before sunrise, and I've always had the habit of sunrise, sunset. It's a Hawaiian tradition of prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And so I always greet the sunrise, and even the sunset, even if it's at my back, is time I try to pray too. But early, like an hour before sunrise, or maybe 45 minutes before sunrise, I go outside on my balcony overlooking the ocean, and I begin my prayer by reading that day's readings from the Mass, or by reading the Office of Readings from the Liturgy of the Hours.
Right.
And, you know, and then I always read two or three pages from the Catechism, but in a meditative way.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not just reading, I'm praying.
Yeah.
And then I usually read from my Imitation of Christ. And lately I've been reading that book by, I think it's Paul Thigpen, on spiritual warfare.
Right.
So these are just, as you do the spiritual reading like this, It's like, you know, I'm a private pilot, and there's this sort of, when you put full throttle and you're going to take off, there's a point called rotation speed where the plane wants to fly.
Mm-hmm.
So as I'm meditating and praying in this way, there's maybe a moment when a scripture verse or something that I'm reading really, like an inspiration or even an insight, that's when I pull back and let the plane fly, and that's where I'll journal and take notes maybe about what the Lord's saying, or just meditate and spend that time with Him. So that's my morning, and as the sun rises, when it gets too bright, then I can't see, then I go to work. But in the evening is when I really spend work, and then through the day when I do my stand-up paddle surf, mm-hmm. I usually pray a full rosary while I'm out surfing. And then in the evening is when I really get to have my prayer time. I'm surrounded by great books. I have two wooden treasure chests on either side of my outdoor couch out there on the lanai on the ocean. And I read so much, Gary, these great writings of our, like studying the primitive church, reading the church fathers, reading Augustine, and reading our authors like Gary Z. Mack and others, you know. I read so much that my eyes fail me.
Wow.
They start quivering. Yeah. I keep reading. But I'm ferociously hungry. But in those readings, the Lord said, love the Lord, the God of all the heart, soul, strength, and mind. So I'm loving the Lord by wanting to know Him and see His face. And it's in those evenings also when I tend to try to just have a time of just saying I love you to Jesus. Today we're going to be practicing the Jesus prayer, the monks of the desert, you know, Jesus, mm-hmm. Lord Jesus, Son of the living God, have mercy on me, a sinner, right. As a Benedictine novitiate, oblate, that, the monks of the desert had this practice of saying His name like that. They had the beads, the 100 beads that they would pray through. So, and then it's just praying without ceasing, you know, praying right. The liturgy of the hours here and there through the day as opportunity presents itself. But
that's
it's all. Like, I think Augustine wrote about how the monks of the desert shoot arrows into the sky all day long, these prayers, you know. So it gets to the point where I just feel like I'm always praying. You know,
that's
people
awesome.
See me as this go-getter guy who's out surfing and all that stuff, but I really love my solitude. I love my times of prayer. It's what I'm I would rather be there than anywhere else.
Yeah, and that's what, and you realize the importance of that time with the Lord, because that's what strengthens you to go into battle. And we're all in battle each day, even though we might not realize it. Bear, what would you say to somebody who says, either I don't feel like praying, what do I do when I don't feel like praying, or I don't have time to pray?
Well, here's the thing. Whether you're praying, you know, like probably usually when I pray, I don't necessarily have any great consolation or great,
right.
You know, sense that I'm really seeing the face of God.
Right.
But your prayer is always effectual when you have the discipline of praying, whether it's however you're doing it, whether you're reading prayers or just spending time doing the Jesus prayer, or praying the Rosary. Even if you don't feel anything is happening, something is happening.
Yes.
You don't have to feel the presence of God to know something is happening.
Right.
Even on a foggy or cloudy day, you know, on the beach when you're surfing, you can get a sunburn. You don't realize
right.
that that's happening, but just being in outside, you know, surfing or whatever. All of a sudden, you look down. Where did I get the suntan? It's a cloudy day today. So whether or not you feel anything happening, your prayer is always effectual. And as you grow through the different stages of intimacy with God, from purgative to illuminative to unitive, hopefully someday, there are times when God pulls away all sensation of sensing
yes.
His presence. And it's just so that we learn to love God for who He is, not for what He does for us. And so even if people are not feeling close to God, their prayers are being effective, not only for the world, but also they're getting a spiritual suntan.
Yeah, that's so important. I'm glad you brought that up. And yeah, I just wanted to touch on that, because a lot of times we do hear that. I think we all face those days where I don't feel like praying today, but if we love the Lord, if we love anybody, we're going to do what we have to do to be in that relationship with the person. And if we love the Lord, we're going to meet Him in daily prayer, whether or not we feel like it. Why? Because we need it. Brother, it is awesome to check in with you once again.
You know why, Gary? It's
what?
Because our jobs as Christians is not to seek salvation, not to seek sanctification. Our role is to glorify God.
Amen.
That's it.
Amen.
So whether you get anything out of it or not, it doesn't matter. Our job is just to love God back.
Amen.
That's our job.
And you know what? You're doing a great job, brother. Thanks for inspiring us. Hey, Bear, before I let you go.
I get to see your daughter. I get to talk. Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to be here tomorrow, but I'm.
I hope if my phone works.
I know. I hope we get to catch you tomorrow. Before we go, just remind us where we can follow you online.
Well, deepadventure.com is the best place to go. People can subscribe to my newsletter, and then they can follow our Long Ride Home reality show as we're doing it, and they'll know when the 10-episode series airs on EWTN.
Awesome. I can't wait, brother. Thank you so much.
Yeah,
excellent. Thank you, brother. God willing, we'll check in with you tomorrow. We'll be praying for you, okay?
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Aloha,
brother. That's Bear Woznick checking in with us as we travel, as we journey with him. It kind of feels like we're on the journey with him. I really like that as we travel with him vicariously as he films his EWTN reality series. Boy, he is really out there putting it all on the line, being a great example. And if you haven't had a chance to check out what Bear does, make sure you visit spiritinthemorning.com and visit his website. I think you're going to be really impressed. As I said, his radio show airs every Saturday at 6 p.m. right here on Holy Spirit Radio. I'm going to go take a break, grab another cup of Fearless Frank's delicious coffee. We're going to be back here after the song with our Be Not Afraid Bible verse. Right now it's 7:47. Don't go anywhere. Be back soon.
More enjoyable than Scrabble. Spirit in the morning with Gary Simak.
I tend to be busier than I should be.
7:51 on Spirit of the Morning. That was Every Good Thing by The Afters. And in case you want a refresher of any of the music we're playing, you forget the names of the songs, you want to know the names of the songs, you maybe like to find out about the artist, these are all available on iTunes. And we have the names of the songs linked at spiritinthemorning.com. So check that out. I try to play music here every day that's going to inspire you, to lift you up, maybe stretch you a little bit musically, no doubt about that, but that's the purpose. Now, tomorrow, I'll give you a little hint about tomorrow. I did not pick any of the songs for tomorrow's show. I had some other people pick tomorrow's songs. I'll reveal more on the show tomorrow, but right now, it is time for the Be Not Afraid Bible verse, which we will also have at spiritinthemorning.com. Here it is, Luke chapter 7, verse 13. When the Lord saw her, he was moved with pity for her and said to her, "Do not weep." Now, this is a very simple message, and I'll tell you why I included this. It's for one very simple reason. The Lord Jesus has a human heart. We forget that sometimes. He's divine. He's a divine person, but he's got two natures. He's got a human nature and a divine nature. But because he was human as well as divine, he had a human heart, and he could feel human emotions. And I think this is a critical point for us, because sometimes we don't realize this about Jesus, and we sometimes don't realize that he could feel things. He could feel sad. He could feel happy. And he allowed himself, when he took on a human nature, to feel these things. Why? Because he loves us and he wanted to share in our human nature. And ultimately, he would redeem us, because through his death and on the cross and his resurrection. But the fact that Jesus had pity on this particular woman in Luke 7:13 reminds us that Jesus has pity on you and me. He has pity when we're lost. He has pity when we're lonely. He has pity when we're struggling with the problems in our lives. And I think just knowing that, just thinking about that, is enough to make us feel a lot better. We forget sometimes that, hey, he really does care. He really does care about us. And furthermore, he cares about our response to his friendship. If you don't respond to Jesus' offer of friendship, he'll be sad. He could have every other person in the world be his friend, but if you don't respond, he's going to be sad. Now, on one hand, that can make you feel a little uncomfortable, but on the other hand, what it can do is just let you know how important you are to Jesus. He really cares about becoming friends with you. So if you're not quite at that point, and many, many people struggle with this idea of a friendship with Christ, make it a point today to say, "Jesus, I want to be your friend. Reveal yourself to me." It really doesn't have to be much more complicated than that. Very simple process. "Lord, I want to be your friend. You've been reaching out to me for so many years. I want to be your friend. Please help me to get to know you better." That's a great start. Sometimes I think we can overcomplicate this whole idea of a relationship with Christ. It really can be very simple. And we're all at different places spiritually. You heard Bear. He was getting pretty deep today. Don't feel bad if you're not at that level yet. Not everybody's at that level. Some people may never be at that level. It's okay. This is a beautiful thing about Jesus. He'll meet us where we are. We don't have to get overly deep. And certainly the Catholic faith offers plenty of opportunities to get as deep as we want. Some people really like to dig in intellectually. That's fantastic. And we touched on that in the article that we read earlier. The five simple ways to maintain your faith at any college. One of the options was find out more about your faith. You can do that, but start slowly. If you're somebody who, like me, and I did this for years, I had a very minimal understanding of the Lord, start very simply. Say, "Lord, I want to get to know you better. I want to be your friend." And I think we all realize that we have needs in our life. We all have that need for peace. So many of us struggle with anxiety. One of the best ways to overcome anxiety is to get to know Jesus. So start simply by saying, "Lord, I want to be your friend." And remember this Bible verse, Luke 7:13, which we will have linked at spiritinthemorning.com. When the Lord saw her, he was moved with pity for her and said to her, "Do not weep." He's got that message for you today. And I'm sure you have something in your life that you're struggling with right now, that's your message. Do not weep. I have pity on you. That's pretty cool that Jesus cares that much, and he really does. So that's your Be Not Afraid Bible verse of the day. Man, I can't believe we are just about out of time right now. I'm looking forward to tomorrow's show. Remember, we've got some special surprises for you tomorrow. I really hope you'll be able to tune in. Let your friends know that we're here. Let your fellow parishioners, if you're in school, your fellow students, your fellow employees, wherever you go, your residence, where you live, wherever. Let people know that Spirit in the Morning is the only local Catholic morning show in the Delaware Valley. We're here to start your day the right way. And let them know about us. They can visit us at spiritinthemorning.com. Also, let me know how you're doing. Let me know where you're listening from, what you like about the program, what you don't like about the program, what you'd like to see. I want to get to know about you. As you learn about me and about Dave, we're going to reveal more of ourselves to you as time goes on. We plan to be here for a long time. We hope you'll be with us as well. So send me an email, gary@holyspiritradio.org. Let's close with our prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, as a new day dawns, send the radiance of your light to shine in our hearts. Make us true to your teaching. Keep us free from error and sin. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Now, before we sign off, I want to remind you that on Saturday, I'll be making a personal appearance at the Philadelphia Catholic Women's Conference. That's going to be from 8:30 a.m. through 4 p.m. at the National Shrine of Our Lady of Częstochowa, which is right down the street in Doylestown, PA. The conference is sold out, but if you're going, I want to make sure that you stop by the Holy Spirit radio table and say hi. I'll be there with some folks from the station. We want to meet you. We want to get to chat in person. So if you know anybody who's going, make sure you let them know that we'll be there. And we'll have some giveaways. Doesn't get any better than that. Even if you don't want to see me, come by and get some free stuff. Free is good. As my wife Eileen always likes to say, if it's free, it's for me. And that's the way I feel too. So we're going to be there. And we hope to see you on Saturday at the Philadelphia Catholic Women's Conference. Got lots of good things planned for the rest of the week. I hope you'll stick with us. I hope you'll continue to make us a part of your morning. Right now, Dave and I are going to go grab some coffee, some of Fearless Frank's delicious coffee. We're going to enjoy the rest of our day. Remember, the Lord gave us this day. He gave us this day for a reason. He wants us to do something. As Mother Angelica said many times, you may be the only Jesus your neighbor ever sees. So what I say to you is go be Jesus today to someone. Say a prayer for someone. Offer up your suffering. Do something kind for somebody. Whatever. Something even small. Smile at somebody. Be nice when you don't feel like being nice. You never know how you'll affect somebody. It's amazing. We don't have to overcomplicate it. Sometimes the very simple things can have the most effect. Now, we're going to, in a few minutes, in a few seconds, we're going to send you down to Birmingham, Alabama for daily mass. I hope you can keep your dial tuned to Holy Spirit Radio. At 9 o'clock, Teresa Tomeo is going to be coming your way with Catholic Connection. Dave and I, God willing, will be back here in the morning. It's 7 a.m. We can't wait to start the day with you. Thanks so much. God bless you. Have a great day. And get out there and make a difference.